This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And joining me on the phone is Chuck Krause. He is with Camp Hackamo, and in particular, their big car show that's coming up at the mall at Grease Ridge very, very soon. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Ed.
Well, Chuck, nicer weather is finally here for the season. It is time for classic cars, motorcycles, and trucks to start coming out for the season. And that's why we've got you here, because you've got the big show coming up in just a couple of weeks over at the mall at Grease Ridge.
Yes, it's the Camp Hackamo's 10th annual car, truck, and cycle show, and we're going to be behind the old Sears store next to Target in the Grease Ridge Center Mall.
Awesome. And if somebody's listening and they want to partake in that, you've got ongoing up right through day of if people want to register for it?
Well, the registration technically ends on May 15th for the pre-registration. It was $15 ahead of time and then $20 the day of the show, and we'll start bringing cars in at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Awesome.
Up until noon.
Okay. And then after that, you guys will judge for trophies?
Yes.
And stuff?
We'll be judging for trophies and then awarding them starting about 1 o'clock or just a little after that.
I'm looking on your website right now, and last year, best of show was the 1936 Ford there. That's a sweet little coupe right there. I like that.
Gorgeous car won last year. Well, every year they've been just spectacular cars or trucks, and really something worth seeing.
And if you haven't been before, what can people expect, Chuck? Hundreds of classic cars and cycles and stuff like that, trucks as well?
Yeah, we had about 230 vehicles last year, and cars, trucks, and cycles, all different makes, models, all different ages. It's amazing the beauty of the old cars and what people own and how proud they are of them.
You know, that's what I love about going to car shows is that, you're right, people who own them take such great care of them. I mean, so many of them are immaculate, like they're brand new or they've been restored to be brand new. And it's so cool to see a car that's, you know, almost 100 years old still look like it's brand new.
Pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is, for sure. We are talking with Chuck Krause in particular about the car show that is going to be supporting Camp Hackamo. Now, Chuck, if folks aren't familiar, can you give us a little background on Camp Hackamo?
Sure. Camp Hackamo is a handicapped children's camp. We have about, it's a two-week program this year, and we'll have about 220 children and young adults come to the camp for an overnight camping program Monday through Friday. And it's one of the only times that most kids are away from their parents for a few days, giving their parents a much-needed respite and giving the kids a little bit of unusual freedom that they might not necessarily have at home.
So part of what you're doing here is to raise money to help support Camp Hackamo. If somebody's listening and they have a kid, do they register to send them there? How does that work?
Yes, there's a registration system online at the Camp Hackamo website. They're able to register. Then it's basically first come, first serve to come to the camp. It's quite an experience. Beautiful cabins. They've got a built-in pool. They've got train that they're able to get rides on. They've got a pond that they go boating on, paddle boats and canoes, and a miniature golf course, all kinds of different activities, and a playground also.
And Chuck, you guys, the folks at the Monroe County Rotary and your friends and colleagues and all that, you guys have worked for years to build that up over there, from the train to the boats and the cabins and all that. I mean, I've been there before. It is really a beautiful facility and a great place for kids to let some energy out and have fun in the summertime.
Yep. It's a gorgeous place and the place that everybody enjoys going to.
Do you guys provide scholarships? Like if somebody wants to send their kid and get that much needed respite, but they're struggling financially, do they apply for scholarships? Is that an opportunity?
It's actually currently a free camping program, one that we're very proud of.
That's fantastic. I didn't realize it was completely free. Look at that.
And naturally, we accept donations of all kinds from all people and companies, and that's what really helps us to keep it going.
Yeah, we are talking with Chuck Krause, in particular about Camp Hackamo, and then about the car, truck, and cycle show that is coming up at the mall at Grease Ridge. And if you want to register for that, it's going to be a great show. $20 day of show, $15 if you get in before May 15th. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun with that as well. Fingers crossed that the weather's good for you guys.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're praying for a sunny day.
You've been doing this a long time, Chuck. What makes you so passionate about helping out Camp Hackamo and the car show?
I had the good fortune of having a son with Down syndrome autism, and he had the pleasure of going to the camp for a number of years. So it's my way of paying the camp back a little bit for all the good they did for my son and my wife and I.
Oh, that's very nice that you're able to pay it back like that. And again, if somebody's listening, they want to register their son or daughter for Camp Hackamo, they can just go to camphackamo.org. The information is there. And also on the site, you can get all the details about the car show. Will you be putting a car in this year's show?
No, they don't let me put a car in, but I will be there all day working my tail off.
I'm sure you will be, for sure. And you guys are going to have food as well, all sorts of family activities involved with this.
We have a food truck, and then we have T-shirts for sale, and we have a 50-50 raffle, and then a bunch of door prizes for the car owners.
Are you going to be doing, obviously, best of show and other awards, too?
Yeah, there's a 50 People Choice Awards and then about 17 other trophies along with the Best of Show.
I look forward to it for sure, and this is coming up on June 3rd, correct?
Saturday, June 3rd, rain date, Sunday, June 4th, just in case, but hopefully we won't have to use it.
I hope not. I hope you can do it on Saturday, June 3rd, over at the mall at Grease Ridge. Again, you get more details about what Chuck and I have been talking about here just by going to camphackamo.org. Thanks for joining me this morning, sir.
Ed, my pleasure, and thank you for your support and help with the car show.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.